I want to just take a few moments here and exhort you over the offering. And as I mentioned, we are not putting pressure on you as far as your giving. Really, we trust you to seek God concerning what you should give during these conferences. Brother Gary touched on this yesterday concerning the relationship that the Apostle Paul had with the Philippians. And here at the end of Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 10, Paul writes, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished once again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity." So he's talking about, once again, they have sent another offering to help him out. He says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." That right there is an amazing statement. Now, where he says, "in whatsoever state I am," he's not talking about Ohio or Florida or Texas. No. He's talking about his condition, his circumstances. And he says, I have learned. That means at one time he did not know this. He did not understand this. But out of his relationship with the Lord, he came to the place of realizing that his contentment had to come out of his relationship with Jesus Christ, not on the condition of his circumstances. So he made this statement, "I've learned that no matter what is going on, no matter what is happening, I've learned how to be content." Content, meaning it isn't that I like everything that's going on, but I'm content. I have that relationship with God. I am content. And then he begins to explain a little bit in verse 12. He says, "I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound." In other words, I know what it's like to go through severe lack, and I know what it's like to have incredible abundance. Now that right there should tell you Paul wasn't going around preaching a give to get message. That alone, I mean, there's more in here that I could, you know, touch on relative to that. But he said, "Look, I know what it's like to have times of struggle, financial struggle. I know what it's like to have abundance everywhere and in all things. I am instructed, or I have learned, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." Quite frankly, that doesn't sound like a faith confession to me. "I know what it's like to suffer need. Hallelujah." Well, I don't want to suffer need. I don't know about anybody else here. I don't want to suffer need. Suffer need, that's not a good thing. And I'm told if I'm living right that I won't suffer need. And if I give enough, I won't suffer need. And I'll just have all kinds of cars and houses and stuff and yippee-ki-yay. Well, what he's saying here in verse 12 is basically describing what he's gone through in life. And verse 13, he says, "Here is part of how I've learned to be content. This is part of what I have learned, that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. In other words, whether I don't have much or whether I have a lot, regardless of my circumstances, whatever God wants me to do, I can do all things through Christ, because there's a strength that comes from that. He says, "Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction." Now, ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, meaning from your Philippian region, when I had departed from Macedonia, no church. The word "no" means no. No church. No church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Ye only. I began thinking about that, and I'm asking myself, well, you know, the question, not asking myself, but the question's kind of rolling around in my head, why didn't anybody else give to him? Why didn't anybody else give to support his ministry? Why not? Why wouldn't they help him? You know, as you read through the book of Acts, it's obvious Paul did a lot of good for a lot of people in a lot of cities. Led a lot of people to accept Jesus Christ. People got healed. People were filled with the Holy Spirit. Devils were cast out. All kinds of great, wonderful things happened. And yet, for a period of time at least, during his ministry, this group in Macedonia, the Philippians, he says, you're the only ones giving to support me, for even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. And I'm thinking, well, what's wrong with the people in Thessalonica? Why didn't they give to him while he was in there? Why didn't they help? Well, maybe there were a lot of financial struggles in Thessalonica at that time. We'll extend a little grace. But I still have questions about that. Here's what I'm getting at. If you really, really believe in a ministry, you're going to give to support that ministry. Because you see, the Philippians gave to him when he was not with them. He left Philippi and went to all these other different places and ministered. And when he did, the folks of the Philippian church began to send offerings to Paul to help him in his ministry. And he wasn't even there preaching to them. And, you know, there were different times that he would be away from them for a long time and then maybe come back and then maybe gone even longer and then maybe stop by for a little bit. But the bottom line is, whether he was there or whether he was gone, they were still sending to help support his ministry. And the reason was because they believed in what he did. They believed that he had a word from God. They believed that God had sent him. They believed that he truly was serving the Lord Jesus Christ with everything in him. Evidently, not all the other churches thought that way. Evidently, some of them weren't as convinced as the Philippian church. Now, see, the Lord's had to work on me a lot over the years concerning my giving. Well, really, in mine and Kathy's. In that I no longer have this feeling that I have to give in an offering just because I'm at a church service, because quite frankly, I've been in some church services. I don't remember my exact words, but I think it was something kind of like this in one particular service. You know, Lord, I'm not giving unless you absolutely tell me to. I'm not giving anything in this service. Because years ago, I would be in services and they would say things like, well, you know what? When you show up to the house of the Lord, you need to come with a gift in your hand. I would not approach the house of God or the throne without a gift in my hand. Well, you know what? Sometimes I'm not so sure the throne of God is in that house. I mean, you know, if you're standing up preaching a whole lot of wrong doctrine, for all you know, he picked up his throne and went home. But see, used to, I felt the pressure that I'm, well, you know, I'm here. I'm supposed to do this. Not anymore. Not anymore. I will support the ministries that I know are feeding from the table of the Lord. And I will support as the Lord directs. Now, what that means to me is, in this, this is what it implies to me, that not all these churches and people who had benefited from Paul's ministry really bought into what he was doing, really accepted the fullness of it, really believed in what he was doing, but the Philippians did. Now, here's what I'm getting to relative to this offering today. I have a hard time believing that God's going to tell people to give offerings into ministries that are misleading people. Why would God say, support that ministry because they will lie to you? I don't believe that. God cannot lie. Why would he instruct others to lie from the pulpit? Well, some of these guys, they're not lying on purpose, all right? I really believe they're trying. But if indeed the Lord has laid it on your heart to give into this ministry, it's because he's wanting you to receive from what he is doing in this ministry. Your offering does not cause you to receive. What it means is that God is wanting the message, for just say this, the conference messages, to get out into the world for other people to hear. He's wanting others to benefit from this because there's something that he's doing here that's very unique. And the one thing that I know is that God is not going to move on somebody to give when they don't have anything to give. He's not going to tell you, put it on your credit card. You know, some churches, there are ushers that have those little portable credit card things hooked up to their phones. Yeah, yeah. And you can, you know, swipe your little debit card or your credit card as the ushers are receiving offerings. Or, you know, you can go to the back of the sanctuary. There might be somebody there with a credit card machine. Well, we don't have that. Now, I'm not saying that's totally, totally wrong, because some people, they just conduct all their business by card. I understand that. But the idea of, well, you know what? You got to give. And then you run yourself into debt just to give into a ministry. Guys, that's not right. That, I mean, God wants us to be out of debt. Why would he tell you to go deeper into the very thing he wants you out of? That is, you know, you ever heard the term dig your way out of a hole? You realize you can't do that, right? The more you dig, the deeper the hole gets. You can't dig your way out of a hole. You just have, somebody has to throw you a rope and drag you out. This morning is your giving. Today, like any other day, any other service, at least the services here, just seek the Lord. Just ask him, Father, what would you want me to do in this service? And then in each service as they come up, just ask him, Father, what would you like me to do? And we also say, well, what is it that you would purpose in your heart? Now, let me say this. Sometimes our emotions can lead us to purpose something in our heart that we shouldn't be giving an amount. So if you sense, man, I tell you what, this conference, yes, amen, hallelujah, I'm going to give, oh, glory to God. You know what? Grab your emotions, you know, rein them in and say, Father, what I'm purposing in my heart, is this okay? I mean, is this amount an okay amount with you? And he can bring correction in that area as well. And so I just again want to thank you for your giving and helping in this conference relative to all the expenses and so forth. And I again encourage you, trust the Lord, seek him, whether it's offerings or anything else in life, seek him and go with his instruction.